Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is Greg Mello. Greg, when you and I talked yesterday, you said there might be updates on what would be happening with potential storm chances for Wednesday. Where do those storm chances stand for now in Indiana?
Yeah, so not much has changed with our thinking. We think the best odds for severe weather or isolated severe storms this afternoon will be across the northeast portions of the state, but we can't rule out a few storms across further southwest and central Indiana.
What's the timeline on this?
So it looks like anywhere from about 12 to 1 p.m. today, early afternoon, into the early evening hours, around 8 p.m. But once the sun sets, we think severe weather should be diminishing,
okay,
or the odds for severe weather.
Okay. And what sort of threats do you think will come with this?
So we think the main threat will be damaging wind, but we can't rule out some isolated large hail. Those should be the main threats.
Any chances of a tornado?
Right now, we don't think so. We can't rule out an isolated tornado across far northeast portions, but we really don't think the odds are there for tornadoes today. We're mainly concerned for damaging winds and hail.
And are we still in that marginal risk category much of the state?
We are. We do have, across the northeast portions, I think two counties, we have slight risk. But for most of the state, they're under a marginal risk today.
Gotcha. And what goes into a slight risk?
So a slight risk just means we're thinking a few more storms could be severe in the afternoon, but I don't think there's too much of a difference in the odds today. We're still thinking isolated severe storms.
Okay. And the rest of the state is under marginal. You mentioned that that means that there could be some unpredictability with that. What else kind of goes into marginal risk?
Yeah, so marginal risk, again, just means a level 1 out of 5 risk is the lowest risk. Still could be some isolated severe storms, but as you said, there's a bit more questions with that. We tend to have a little more uncertainty. So we can't rule out severe storms across further southwest, but yeah, really marginal risk just means we're thinking some isolated severe storms.
And then we got a big temperature cool down coming up too, right?
We do, yep. Late tonight into early Thursday, which could have some much cooler weather.
All right, and what kind of temperatures are we looking at for Thursday and the rest of the week?
So for Thursday, we currently have highs in the 60s and low 70s across the Wabash Valley. And for lows Thursday night, we could drop into the upper 30s to low 40s across much of the area.
So Thursday night, we're going to be barely above the freezing mark in some spots?
Well, about 8 degrees above, yeah. Could be getting close to maybe seeing some frost across the northeast, but we can't really tell right now.
Okay, so people could be waking up, you know, later this weekend or something. Could we be seeing frost or maybe that morning dew that we haven't been seeing in a while?
We're not sure yet, but we're getting close to that level across the northeast portions, at least. It could be getting close.
Okay. Our temperature is going to be staying kind of around that mark where, you know, we talked about, you know, 70 degrees for the high at the most, and then lows around 40s, maybe 50s after that.
So for Friday, it looks about the same. Like you said, for the highs, probably going to be in the upper 60s, low 70s across southern counties. Friday night, we're going to have lows in the 50s, and we should be warming up into the weekend. Saturday, looks like the highs are going to be in the mid to upper 70s. So we should be warming up into the weekend, but it should still be cool through Sunday. We're still expecting highs in the 70s.
All right. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just make sure to have your weather alerts today and make sure to stay weather aware because we could have some severe weather. But the chances are low, but still there.
All right. He's Greg Mello with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Greg, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you so much. Have a great day.